Article 252 of our constitution is all of it, 100% must go to the District Assembly, not 20%.
Mm. Right, so quickly, you have problems with the administrator of the fund. What has been breached by the administrator specifically?
Well, clear that Article 252 has been breached. If that is what they intend to do, give the District Assembly 20% of the common fund, they have breached the Article 252. Because, as I said, Article 252 says all of what accrues in the common fund must be distributed to the 254 District Assemblies. It used to be 216, but it's now 250.
You also have issues with the MPs. You claim they are not doing something right with regards to the disbursement of the common fund.
MPs are supposed to be there to ensure that the right things are done. But unfortunately, the MPP, NDC in Parliament, you know, have closed their eyes to the provisions of the Constitution. Because if they were sitting right and doing the right thing, they would not allow the administration to apportion 20% to the District Assembly. They would ensure that all of it goes to the District Assembly.
National Chairman of the Progressive People's Party, Ni Alatebro Hammond. Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Kwesi Ejeabuaten, says no court has been breached in the disbursement of the District Assembly's Common Fund. He said money pulled into the fund are disbursed directly to the District Assemblies, who mainly use them to implement government's flagship programs like the Free SHS Policy and Planting for Food and Jobs Program.
The 252 has not been breached in any way, because when the formula is done, the District Assembly's Common Fund Administrator normally would issue guidelines for the use of the District Assembly's Common Fund. And in this respect, what the guidelines have indicated is that the government programs that have been identified as priority programs, including the NAPCO, Planting for Food and Jobs, and then the school feeding. These programs are to be implemented in the district, and the arrangements are that all the monies that have been allocated in respect of the District Assembly's Common Fund are going to be dispersed in the District Assemblies. Those monies are not going to be kept at the headquarters or at the center. The monies are going straight to the District Assemblies to be used in implementing those programs. And I think you even made the point that it is important that what government consists, one particularly with job creation, everybody is talking about the need for us to work at the job creation business. And so if we are pushing the resources to push this job creation agenda, and the job creation agenda is going to be done at the district assembly level, I don't see how anybody can say that we are breaching any aspect.
Right. Mr. Boateng, so let's try to shed off this ambiguity. Could you tell us how the district assembly's common fund is supposed to be used as stipulated by law?
The district assembly common fund, which is allocated based on the formula that is approved in parliament, to go to the district. And the issue has been over the years has been that there are directions as to the area of focus where the fund is to be applied. The important thing is that the money must go to push the development agenda of the district. And that is what we are doing. We are not saying that the money is kept in Accra to push any agenda. If it is the NAPCO, the monies are going to be applied in the district. If the school feeding, it's going to be applied in the district.
So are you implying that you are not over dictating to the district as to what they have to do, because they know their problems? They may have areas they have identified that they would need money to develop. But right now, it seems you are telling them what they should use the money for. Isn't that the case?
You see, the point is that even the National Development Agenda is determined by the National Development Planning Commission. They set out the broad parameters. So every government sets out these areas and then give directions as to what these monies are to pursue in the district. But the district assemblies, they would be in charge of those programs. So I don't see the fuss about this thing.
The deputy ranking member on the Parliamentary Select Committee on Local Government and Rural Development, Benjamin Kodo, said the formula adopted by government to pay the common fund directly to the district assemblies was never brought before Parliament for vetting and subsequent approval. His main concern is that the district assemblies are getting less than the disbursement they actually need to carry out development projects.
The first point we need to know about the District Assembly's Common Fund is that the fund is hugely encumbered from the center. Straight away, let me explain that a little. Under Act 939, we have to give 5% of the this assembly's common fund to the National Youth Authority. Under Act 887, we have to release 10% of the DACF to the Youth Employment Agency. And under Act 927, we have to give 1.556% to the NADMO. So to start with, 16.6% of the DACF is already being taken off under these three acts. Now, you also note that in even the allocation to the District Assembly's Common Fund of total revenue, some key revenue items are excluded. Like oil money does not come under this assembly's common fund. Cocoa money does not come under. In fact, all non-tax revenue items are not distributed to this assembly's common fund. So right from there, the fund is diminished. Then secondly, all these encumbrances from these three acts that are cited also take a chunk of this assembly's common fund. Now, this year, it's taken about 304, almost 305 million Ghana cedis out of it for
institutions. Right, so Mr. Kodo, let's go straight to the point.
What we are saying is that the government this year made efforts to tell us that we are giving to this assembly about 900 million direct transfers, 900 million Ghana cedis. Only for us to come and lend that, only 20%, which amounts to about 160 million, will be given to the assembly for discretionary use. The rest are being controlled by directives issued from Accra. As a matter of fact, let me tell you point blank that this formula for distributing the direct transfers to the assembly was never brought before Parliament. It was well after Parliament approved the formula that this directive was issued somewhere in Kumasi a few days back. The effect of this is that you have only about 160 million available to the assemblies for their own use. All the 216, now even 254 assemblies, have only control over 160 million Ghana cedis. That means each assembly is taking far less than 1 million. This is our concern.
And that was Deputy Ranking Member on the Parliamentary Select Committee on Local Government and Rural Development, Benjamin Kodo.